You're listening to the Mid-Morning Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this 21st day of September. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Kurt Kimmel is on the line now from Bates Commodities out of Normal. Good morning to you, Kurt.
Good morning, Todd.
Tell me what's been happening in the marketplace over the last 24 hours.
Well, we saw a little easier trade overnight. Just not a whole lot of buying enthusiasm. Market traded lower. Fears outside markets could be a little lower. Outside European and markets were lower. Volkswagen didn't have very good news, but that has been offset by higher tone. The Dow's up over 140. The crude's up over $1.28, and the dollar's even stronger, and the grain market's holding in there. What we're looking at is harvest activity starting to pick up across the Midwest. We'll continue to hear the same news that we've been hearing all along, highly variable, down from last year's record production level. For the most part, there's going to be a crop out there. How big? General observations on harvest activities, ranged anywhere from corn drier than expected, beans better than expected. Corn yields where they sprayed fungicides, a noticeable difference there. So we'll continue to listen to these comments. This afternoon's crop progress reports expected to show corn only 10-12% complete as a nation on harvest activity, beans 4-6% complete. No real cold weather in the forecast. Drier here as we move through this week here, so weather should help the progress develop here as we quickly move in the middle of harvest here in the next few weeks.
We're fast approaching the end of the month of September. That means the final quarterly grain stocks of the marketing year will be out. What do you see in those numbers?
Well, the corn ending stocks, we're looking at about 1.7 versus about 1.2 last year. We feel that number is going to remain somewhat firm. Our bean stocks, 210 versus 92. Million bushels over a year ago. I think the bean number can maybe just be a tad bit tighter. Guys were pretty aggressive sellers of beans last fall and throughout the marketing season, and demand remained fairly strong. The processors were, real aggressive bidders there trying to secure some inventory. So we'll see what develops there, but that's kind of old news. The new news will be what we see come out of the field here over the next few weeks. And also, too, new news would be the Chinese buying delegation here in the U.S. Ideas are on Thursday we could see some type of agreement over time. They could secure anywhere from 2 to 5 million metric tons in the neighborhood of 100 million bushels over time. So that's kind of what the bean market needs here to sort of find support here at these recent lows we've been trading at here over the last 2 weeks.
Thanks, Kurt. Kurt Kimmel, of course, is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Joins us on the Mid-Morning Market Report for September the 21st. This is willag.org, Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3, Urbana.